You want to play a game?
I love games.
This game is called Fake Laugh to Real Laugh. Was that fake? Damn it, you won. I don't think we can play.
I win.
Yeah, you won.
Late night.
Late night.
Late night.
With Travis
and Lewis.
With Travis and Lewis.
Late night with Travis and Lewis.
Welcome to another Late Nights with Trav and Lowe's in the cantina.
In the cantina.
In the damn cantina. In the GD canteen.
I love it here.
It's so nice. Under this light, I could swear that you are even more beautiful.
It's because I have succulents around me.
That's the funniest name for a plant. Succulents. So, the format of the show is that it's late night. We're two dudes. We're blowing it up.
Yes.
So what happens is one of us brings a topic to the table, and the other one responds, and they don't know what it is. Lois, I'm presenting tonight. Lois has no idea what we're talking about, and Lois is going to be a proxy for you, the listener, because you have no idea what I'm talking about either.
Yes.
And so I'm going to present something. I'm going to get some ideas. You're going to push back on it. You're going to agree with it. You're going to give your own insights and ask questions, maybe whatever. Mm-hmm. And you, as the listener, feel free to include your own self in this discussion as well. We are at Trav and Lowe's on Twitter. We also have travandlowe's.com. And if you want to go to iTunes and drop your review bombs, we like to read them on air. So
we do.
Yeah, we'll get to those later.
That is a loud plane.
Can you hear it on the microphone? So we are outside in the cantina. This is real life.
This is real life.
This is real cantina life, bro.
It's real good, bro.
We're not starting the cantina. Sometimes things happen.
Oh, man.
Okay,
so I'm ready. I'm ready.
You're ready? Okay, the topic of the night is burnout.
Ooh.
Mm. Okay, so okay. We are creative people.
Yes.
We live the creative lifestyle.
Yes, we do.
Sometimes we do a burnout. actually, so the episode is not so much about the topic of burnout.
Okay.
But it's about an experience that I had doing like a small bit of social research.
Okay.
On the topic of burnout.
Okay.
So what I did was I tweeted out this. I said, here's my hypothesis. This is my tweet. I'm reading my tweet. I'm one of those guys now. I read my tweets.
All right.
Point your fingers now. I'm that guy. Here is a hypothesis. Burnout happens when you don't believe in what you're doing.
Yeah.
Agree? Question mark. I'm reading in my tweet still. If you agree, retweet. If you disagree, reply with your reason. Right? So that was my social thing. I think the numbers were pretty slim, like 4 and 6. It doesn't, like, okay. it's not even like statistically significant.
Right.
But what I have here are some interesting replies. Mm. So my hypothesis is that you get burnt out when you don't believe in what you're doing.
Okay.
I like that. I still like. Oh, let's return to how I feel about that topic after a bunch of criticism comes in on it.
Okay.
So, if you liked it, if you agreed, you just favored it. So there wasn't like really much of a support. It was like all criticism.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Because that's what I wanted. Yeah. I wanted to like prove this or disprove it.
Okay.
Okay. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the replies and we can kind of like discuss it. Actually, let's open it to you first. What's your reply to that? Would you retweet it or would you reply to it?
Burnout happens when you don't believe in what you're doing.
That's right. You don't believe in what you're doing.
Yeah. I'd retweet it.
That's your retweet? Or your
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd retweet it. I've seen peers that have burned out and switched jobs and careers because their heart wasn't in it, because they didn't believe in what they were doing anymore.
Have you ever seen the other side of the case? They're like, they believe it, but there's burnout. Have you ever seen anybody burnt out on something they do believe in?
That's when they quit.
Yeah. Okay.
So have I seen someone quit before because they just couldn't handle it anymore?
That's interesting. That's exactly, well, not exactly, but that's very near to what Caleb says. Mm. So this is, let's go through the replies now. Caleb Merida says, burnout is when you tell yourself you don't believe in it.
Mm.
Because it's easier than continuing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like an escapist kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Right?
Burnout is what happens when you tell yourself you don't believe in it. Because what you're doing is, because it's easier than continuing.
Mm.
Lucas says, or, and he's like just building on what I said. He said, or what you're doing becomes a routine.
It becomes a routine, you burn out.
You get burnt out when you do believe in it, but it's just not exciting. It's just a routine.
Hmm.
I don't know about that. Like, if you think about exercising, people who like to exercise, and I'm not one of them, but people who like to exercise, the idea, the goal is to build a routine.
Yeah.
Right? And they don't get burnt out on that. That's what they live for. That's like they're into it.
Yeah. They live for the burn.
Exercise routine. For the burn.
Live for the burn.
Good food to burn. So how do you feel about that? It's when what you're doing becomes a routine. And I think that, like, maybe if I can be like liberal with what he's saying here, I don't think he's necessarily saying that it's routine, but that it's the monotony of your tasks is what he's saying. You get burnt out when it's not exciting.
Yeah.
You might believe in it. It's like a good cause or something. You're helping people.
Yeah.
But it's like,
I mean, I believe
not exciting
it.
To
I
you.
Believe it. I've seen peers as well that have burnt out because of the monotony of what they were doing. And saw
even though they still believed.
And saw something else, yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Kareem says, burnout happens when you're stuck in what you're doing. When you stop learning, the fun is zapped. Exclamation point.
When you stop learning, the fun is zapped.
Mm-hmm.
So when you stop learning and you stall,
mm-hmm.
that's when you burn out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
I'm thinking like writer's block, and then you abandon your project. Get burnt out on it. I don't know about that either.
So say it again.
Burnout.
Read this thing again.
Okay, he says, burnout happens when you're stuck in whatever you're doing. When you stop learning, the fun is zapped.
He says two separate things.
Okay. Break it down.
So the first part is, he says, burnout happens when you're stuck.
Mm-hmm. Burnout happens when you're stuck in whatever you're doing.
I can see that because you would give up because you're like, I'm stuck. Nothing's changing.
I imagine when somebody says I'm burnt out, I imagine that they're still working. They're still pushing the ball forward. They're just exhausted from it. They're not invigorated from it.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine. Like the guy who comes home from the construction yard, he still did his work.
Yeah.
And like the wall got put up.
Yeah.
He drove the nail.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm burnt out on this.
Yeah.
So it's not like, that's just what I envision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how to find it.
Okay. So,
the second part though, he talks about when you stop learning.
When you stop learning, the fun is zapped.
Because it is fun to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you stop learning, it's no longer fun. And yeah, I've experienced that myself. When I'm no longer learning,
it's just doing.
It's just doing something that I'm good at now.
Uh-huh.
It gets boring and I'm looking for something more exciting.
Hmm. Does that connect at all to belief? It's no longer believe in it?
No, because like I believe in my work and what I'm doing. I just want to like keep growing. So I agree with like if you stop learning, it's no longer fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you would use that to describe burnout? That's that feeling.
A facet to burning out.
Okay, cool. We're going to have some longer answers because these are from Designer News. I also posted it in Designer News.
Okay.
And I said, like, what do you guys think about this? I'm working on this thesis.
Yeah.
This idea. In my honest opinion, I am H.O. I had to look that.
I didn't know that. I am H.O.
Well, I knew it now, but like, I remember when I was like, am I ho? Am ho? In my honest opinion, burnout happens as a result of not managing your burn rate. I'm not referring to financial burn rate, but physical and mental burn rate.
Mm.
It's so easy to get burned out if you're not clear about what you're trying to accomplish. So I somewhat agree, not believing what you're doing is a huge part of that. So he's saying that, yes, but it's only a part.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how it works. A common factor for my own burnout that I personally have found is that I'm not addressing subconscious issues. David Allen gives some great advice on this and said that the root of most stresses in life is not knowing what you want and not addressing the task at hand. Number one, what are you trying to do? Number two, how are you trying to do it? Number three, write your answers down. Number four, execute on them ASAP. And then repeat the process.
That almost follows the line of the one that I hosted. And define the why.
Mm-hmm.
Define the how.
He says, it's interesting, he starts with what? Number one, he says, what are you trying to do?
But why are you trying to do that?
Yeah, so in his paragraph?
Yeah.
He says, addressing the subconscious issue, like, which is the why, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're onto something.
So, he's talking about the why,
mm-hmm.
then the what is the problem, then the how is how you're solving it, and once that's all done, then you execute.
Let me level this at you.
Okay.
Let me level this. Is not the why the belief that I'm talking about?
Yeah.
If you don't believe in it, like, that's the why. Why am I doing this?
Yeah, if you don't believe in the why...
You don't agree with that why.
Then why start?
Why continue?
Why continue?
That's burnout. Interesting. That was from Primo. Mike, I don't disagree necessarily, but that sounds more like what you realize right before you start looking for another job. In my honest opinion, burnout happens when there is no clear objectives, unclear or unrealistic timelines, a lack of direction, lack of leadership/ownership. Working on a project for any length of time that has any of these characteristics can burn you out.
If you don't manage your burn rate.
Yeah, I like that from the previous answer, right? Burn rate. And when you say burn rate, we're usually talking about money.
Yeah.
Like how many, or resources anyway.
Yeah.
But he's talking about physical and mental resources.
Yeah.
Burn rate. So this one is, and like, these are like more practical examples of what would tax a burn rate, a physical mental burn rate. That being just mismanaged, a mismanaged project.
Yeah.
Will burn you out. Yeah, because you have to do endless revisions, unclear responses. Multiple stakeholders disagreeing with each other.
That's
going to frustrate you. And you'll stop believing.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Believing. I don't know the rest. Just that one.
That's it.
Just good advice, though.
Don't stop believing. No, here's some advice to that is take control. People are looking for someone to take ownership and control. So when you find yourself in a situation where people are not making decisions,
mm-hmm.
take control, make a decision, and move forward.
You're that guy. I try to be that guy sometimes, and it turns out like, I'm like, all right, guys, this is what we're going to do. And they're like, no. No, we already have a plan.
Yeah.
And it's not going to. So you're doing.
There's a caveat to that. There's a caveat. Seek first to understand.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Once you understand and you're not duplicating work,
uh-huh.
take charge. Because there's a greater team, and it's your responsibility to leverage work that's already been done towards the common goal.
Mm-hmm.
If there is no work and there's nothing to leverage, take control and create something that others can leverage.
And that's what Mike is talking about here. Yeah. No clear objectives.
Yeah.
Unclear, unrealistic timelines. Cool. Here's a quick one from G. Bowden. He says, back in the day, a basketball coach I once had told me, show me a player who is burnt out, and I'll show you a player who doesn't recover properly.
So I think that's a whole part of managing your burn rate.
Mm-hmm. Taking care of yourself.
Take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. If you work 20-hour days.
Yeah.
Probably going to be burnt out pretty quickly.
Yeah, take a day off, something like that.
Mm. Ben says, agree to disagree. Sounds like a kick in the nuts to all the people who worked hard on things they love and still had to experience burnout.
Say that again?
No.
Let me read it then.
Sounds like a kick in the nuts to all people who worked hard on things they love and still had to experience burnout.
What is this?
Because I said burnout happens when you don't believe in what you're doing.
Okay.
He says it sounds like a kick in the nuts to people who do believe but have burnout. He was just being defensive.
Oh, okay. He's like, okay.
And then he edits it.
Okay.
I don't think that there is more than one reason why this happens, but being swamped and working too much are definitely one of the reasons. People have different stress levels.
Yeah. That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll just compare myself to my wife. Like, my wife could not at all do one day in my shoes at work. She's,
no.
She stated it. She's like, it would drive me nuts.
Yeah. Conversely, and I agree with that.
Yeah.
Conversely, when I've had to stay home.
Yeah.
I'm going batty.
Yeah, you can.
I can't handle that.
Yeah.
Too much unorganized chaos with these chillins. Okay, so
different
this
stress levels, yeah. Different stress levels.
Different, yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah. Levels and, like, flavors.
Yeah, flavors. Don't like
stress
that.
Flavors.
Stress.
Okay.
Mine's a strawberry stress flavor.
Mine's more spicy. Okay, so now we've kind of discussed, like, what causes burnout.
And some other people's thoughts and opinions on
it. Yeah. I think we got some good color on the concept of burnout.
Yeah.
Give me one really concrete advice you would say how to avoid it altogether.
Dang.
And then I'll talk about what to do if you're in the middle of it.
Okay.
I'm just going to make that up.
Yeah, so how do you avoid burnout is your question.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a teacher once that I had a problem with something that I was reading. I was like, I just find it boring. Right? I just like, I can't get into this book, right? And she said to me, I don't care.
I clipped on that one.
She says, I don't care if you think it's boring.
Uh-huh.
Find it exciting.
Oh.
So I took that advice and tried to find it exciting and invest myself emotionally. Picture everything. Picture motives and intents.
Were you reading The Grapes of Wrath?
It was probably something like that.
Book.
Or, yeah, it was something like
Turtle.
One of those.
Anyway.
And that stuck with me because I've applied that to me at work. And I usually get burnt out when I'm not interested in the project
mm-hmm.
or interested in what I have to do or wish I was on something else.
Mm, you don't believe in the project.
Right, right. Or something like that. Or just don't believe in, like, it's not as fun as something else that I could be doing, right?
You feel that's beneath you or a waste of time?
No, it doesn't align with my, like, creative interests.
I'm with you.
Right. But this teacher left a lasting impression on me where the business doesn't care if I find this interesting or not.
That's true.
You know? They're paying me to make it interesting to myself
mm-hmm.
and get vested in it and do my best work.
Yeah.
So a way to avoid burnout is know that your employer really doesn't care if you're interested in what you're doing or not. They hope and expect and are paying you to find a way to be interested in it.
Yeah.
So a way to avoid burnout is be interested in your work.
I like that because what that does is it forces you to have responsibility for your own creative health.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I really latch onto from Todd Henry's teachings.
Okay.
He said that we are responsible for our own creative health.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Not our employer's responsibility to keep us happy. It's not not your teammates, nobody. It's your own job to be invested, involved, healthy, creative. It's your job. And
well,
that's exactly what you're saying right here.
Yeah.
Like if you don't feel invested, get invested.
Yeah. Yes.
If you are going to get burnt out, don't burn out.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
It sounds like really brutal or like just like a caveman club to the
Ugh.
Back of the head. You're like, oh, you want woman?
Get woman.
Take woman. You don't want burnout? Don't burn out.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good advice. I would say, actually, I mean, it sounds like, okay, Lois, really, but I believe in what you're saying.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll give the advice of what to do if you're currently experiencing burnout.
Okay, good.
Don't burn out.
Don't burn out.
Don't burn out. Okay, so my
Not don't burn out. Stop burning out.
Stop burning out. You don't want burnout? Stop burning out. Okay, so my advice would be a little bit more
applicable.
A little more comfortable. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Comforting.
Thank you.
A little more coddling. Coddling.
Coddling.
Yeah. find someone who understands you.
Okay.
And talk to them. And tell them about what you're going through and have them help you through it. And try to, you know, ask them to be patient with you, to exercise empathy for you, and just kind of go through that. You know, like basically find a shoulder to lean on.
Yeah.
Because that can make a big difference in the way that you approach things. Just to know that somebody is, you know, in solidarity with you, going through the problem with you,
yeah,
can be a huge boon,
yeah,
to your strength. And you know, I've told you this before, but sometimes when I'm feeling like not burnt out, but just like run down or right, something,
mm-hmm,
and I I'm going downstairs to make a video or something, mm-hmm, and I don't think it's going to be good. I don't feel like into it or whatever.
Into it is a big thing.
Into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't feel into it.
I don't feel into it, but I believe in it.
Yeah.
I feel into it. And so I say, Jaina, just tell me that it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Tell me that I will do a good job.
Nice.
Believe in me. Like, I told her exactly what I want. Like, no uncertain terms. And she goes, it will be okay. I believe in you, and you're going to do a good job.
You're like, yes.
And I go, all right, let's go. And then walk out the door. Like, and then it was fine, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just having support, I think will go a long way. So if you are currently experiencing burnout, like, find somebody who, you know, you're comfortable with to express these feelings to, and ask them to support you.
Yeah.
Like, be forward about what you're going through.
That's great.
Mm.
It's good advice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
Huh.
That's a good one.
This has been a late night with Trav and Los. My name is Trav. That's Los over there, holding down the pretty part of the table. And
that's our plane.
This is our airplane flying by. We're actually in the plane right now. I don't want to brag, but we brought the cantina in the plane. Do you live under an airfield? What is this?
I hired this guy just to fly around for ambient
noise.
You're
like writing your name in the clouds. In the night, so nobody can see it anyway.
Don't burn out.
Don't. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
You want burnout? You don't burn out. This has been another Late Nights with Trav and Lowe's. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in contact with us.
Yeah.
Then
just do it.
Contact. you want contact? Get contact. You're so full of wisdom.
That's how I teach my son life.
Son, you want life? Get life.
That's so good.
He's like, what if I want a new dad? Get a new dad.
Get a new
dad.
Oh, man.
So we have a Twitter, and you can hook us up or chat us up or tweet us up on at Trav and Los. And we love the Twitters. We respond to you. That's the main way that we converse. But there's also a way that you can just generally help the show. So if you went to, I don't know, let's say iTunes. Let's say you left a review. Maybe that would be awesome.
Maybe.
We'll see.
I'm just going to start writing reviews for us.
Dude.
I'm just going to create.
Why didn't I not think of that?
You want reviews? Get reviews.
That's brilliant. What was the show about? Burnout? Okay.
Burnout, yeah.
So if you're experiencing burnout, hey, you know what? Chat us up.
Yes.
I don't want to deal with that, but still, we'll help you out. We'll be that shoulder to cry on a little bit. We'll pretend like we know what you're talking about. Because we know the truth. If you don't want burnout, don't get burnout.
Don't get burnout. That's good.
All right. Thanks for listening. And you want to do something? You want to play a game? You want to sing a song?
Sure. Let's play a game.
What's the game?
I don't know any.
All right.
Quick game.
Think of a number between 1 and 10. And say it. And then I'll tell you if it matches mine. I'm making this up. And tell you if it matches my number.
7.
Wrong.
Kangaroo.
Thanks for playing.
Sweet.